It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, it certainly is great to be back with you for another week. JT here with Grant Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee. Happy Friday.
Hello, Jay. How are you this Halloween Friday?
Yes. No, of course it is, isn't it? It's...
We're
Halloweening up today, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. I like that.
Bit creepy. You wouldn't like today, would you? Like, this would be creepy for you. Like, every time you see a black cat or a ladder...
Yeah, I'd jump the other way. You know what? In general, I don't walk under ladders anyway.
Well, you should never do that, Mr. Lee.
No, correct. That's not advice. You never know, something might fall.
You don't know, do you? Yeah, but happy Halloween, everyone, wherever you might be celebrating. And, of course, to all of our listeners in the States, where they really take Halloween to the next level.
Oh, they certainly do, don't they? They really take it to the next level. Some people spend months and months on their houses and doing them all up and getting into character.
It's like a national holiday over there, isn't it, Halloween? So... your favourite scary movie, Mr. Lee? If you had to pick one for Halloween, which one are you going?
Let me think. What's the Hotel Transylvania?
Oh, you like that one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really like that one. That was really good. I like that.
It's a good one, isn't it? Yeah, I like that one.
It is. Adam Sandler. Yeah,
that's good. Not very scary, but, you know.
No. But, hey, I don't like too scary stuff, you know?
Yeah.
No, what would yours be?
Halloween.
Okay, is it Halloween 1, Halloween 2, or Halloween 3?
All of the above. I've watched them all. Jamie Lee Curtis, fantastic. So Halloween, that's my favourite. Love a good Halloween. And, of course, the old school Halloweens, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Scream, all those kind of, I could do like a Halloween marathon today and be good fun,
definitely not. No, I'll stick to my Hotel Transylvania because that's a bit scary.
So you're going trick-or-treating later on, Mr. Lee? What are you guys doing at the Forum 6 for Halloween?
We're playing Rocky Horror. Orange and Wagga are as well, but that's basically all we're doing. We're not really doing much in the Halloween. I know around the house, if you're at home, if you have your light on, that means you're doing Halloween. Don't shake your head at me.
You know what's going to happen here, don't you?
Oh, what?
Buzzed out the first 2 minutes. Not good.
I need to get rid of that buzzer.
Not happy, Jen. I thought you guys always do like lots of Halloween-y stuff. You're putting the webs up and the spiders and you do dress-ups.
Some years ago, but we just don't have time this year, so I'm sorry.
All right.
Maybe next year. How about next year? I'll try next year.
It's okay. I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed. Okay? All right? That's okay. Right. I'll get over it before the end of the podcast. You'll be okay. I will.
Good.
At some point, I'll have to tell you up for it, though, so get set for that. But, yes, so we will be talking about Rocky Horror a bit later on in the podcast today. As we do talk movies, lots coming up. We'll go around the screens and see what's on the way at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas. A new game, Mr. Lee, again this week. Did you enjoy last week? We did Who's More Likely?
That was good fun. Yeah, I actually did enjoy that. I didn't like the idea that, you know, you would... do a horror and stay right through where I wouldn't. I'd leave. That's the type of movie I would leave. Firstly, I probably wouldn't go in there, but yeah.
No doubt. But this week, Mr. Lee, you are being put to the test with How Well You Know Me. So
is worrying me.
We'll see what
How long have we known each other? It's about 15 years.
15 years. So you should know me pretty well by now. So
I should.
It is Halloween. It is movie related questions. So
good.
And
excellent.
You do pretty well with that. So we'll play that game a bit later on. It's all still to come, but let's start the way we always do.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Now, the movie that opened up yesterday is called Good Fortune. It's a new comedy drama fantasy starring Keanu Reeves, Seth Rogen and Sandra Oh. Did I get that right this week?
You did. It's not Sandra Ho like it was last week.
Last week. Yes. Sorry about that. It's all about an angel named Gabrielle who meddles in the lives of struggling gig worker and a capitalist. So that would be funny.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if you had the power to make people do what you want them to do. Hey, that's called a hypnotist.
Yeah, hypnotist, yes. But it is good to see Keanu Reeves in a very different role here, Mr. Lee. Would you not agree?
Very different.
And he does it so well.
Yeah, because this is, you know, he's usually action, drama, you know that. So good on him for doing a comedy, fantasy, drama. So, yeah. And I like him. I think he's a good actor. Do you remember when he was in Bill and Ted?
Yes.
Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, he's been in some great movies, Mr. Lee.
Speed.
Oh, I love Speed, yes. Oh, yeah, with Sandra Bullock, great movie. So this is Good Fortune.
And I switched Arjun's life.
He can't sleep here.
With Jeff's life.
Switch back, or this angel man will send you to hell forever. Smite him!
That's actually not my department.
Why did you do this?
I tried to show him that wealth wouldn't solve all his problems.
And now look at you.
It seems to have solved most of his problems.
You have to get Arch to go back. And until you do, I have to take your wings.
I'm fired?
You're human.
How will I know when I'm done chewing?
Oh, you've never eaten anything before. I think you'll just know. Just eat the hamburger.
There you go. You're a big boy, huh?
No, I'm a big boy.
We have to get jobs, Gabriel.
Pizza was yummy. 5 stars.
Nice!
They tipped you $1.15.
Hey! Don't you see how superficial a life of wealth and success ultimately is?
No.
You're smoking cigarettes now?
That's no bueno.
No, it's no bueno. It's muy, muy, muy no bueno, Gabriel.
The internet is amazing, Jeff. It's so useful and also distracting at the same time. I want to help you find jobs, but I also want to look at photos of baby elephants.
Sounds like you, Mr. Lee.
It certainly does.
Except you like to look at photos of baby meerkats. So
meerkats are fun. How they pop their head up and look around and pop down again.
Please never do that again.
I'm glad you can record that.
Okay, that's Good Fortune. Now, Christmas not too far away, Miss Lee. We've got about 10 weeks to go now. About 9 weeks to go. So it's now time to start getting ready for it. And Paw Patrol are doing that with a Paw Patrol Christmas.
Yeah, and this is such a great thing because kids love coming to the movies, and it's so good that they've released a kids' movie outside of school holidays. So this is all when the Paw Patrol race to save Christmas because Santa falls ill and Mayor Humdinger, he tries to steal all the presents. So the Paw Patrol are trying to save Christmas.
That's lovely, good. Isn't it? That's lovely. That's it good. Is indeed.
It is.
And of course, today of Halloween, there's nothing better that you could be doing on Halloween than going and seeing the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Can you believe it's 50 years since that came out? I just cannot believe Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon, and Barry Bostwick, who they were so freaking young back then.
What do you mean 50 years? Can I remember? I wasn't around 50 years ago.
Oh, no, you weren't either. Yeah, I forgot that.
It was a long way off then.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that. I remember when I was old enough, I watched it and I just went, yeah, this is so – the music and, you know, what they were trying to do. Meatloaf coming through the wall, you know, on his bike coming down the stairs and down the ramp, I should say, not stairs. Like, just brilliant.
So you guys have brought it back fully for the anniversary. What can we expect? Like, what have they done anything different with the film? Have they remastered it? What are they? Obviously, they're not going to lose the original, but, what are we going to see?
No. I can't tell you off the top of my head. I think they've done something. They haven't changed much other than it's 50 years. I think that's more what it's about. It's 50 years since it was released. So that's what they're pushing.
Yeah, right. Any dancing in the cinema? Is that allowed?
Oh, please.
Everyone can get up.
But not on the seats. Not on the seats. Because I've got I've got to clean them then.
No, he's got to get the upholstery cleaner. He doesn't want to do that. He's
no, that's work. No, what? Sorry, what?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Mr. Lee. Well, we won't get on the seats. That is a Rocky Horror Picture Show, also screening this week if you want to go and see a great movie.
Yeah, we've got Regretting You. We've got Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, Black Phone 2, The Bad Guys 2, The Travellers, Tron Airs, and so many more movies playing. Just check out your local cinema website or box office for what's screening now.
All right, the moment's come, Mr. Is the fun music again. This is a game of great skill. Very good skill, Mr. Now, there are two sounds that I want you to familiarize yourself with, okay?
Sure.
I'm going to ask you a question. You get it right, you'll hear
I that. Like that sound.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you get it wrong, well, you'll be familiar with this one. Okay.
Why did I? I'm no surprise. Did I not expect that to be there?
That is your sound. Okay, so we want more questions right than wrong, Mr. Lee, okay?
Okay.
This is how well you know me. 15 years is on the line here, so no pressure.
Oh, thanks very much. No pressure.
And it is based around movies, of course. That's what we do. So, are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Hit me.
This would be interesting. Here, question number one. What's my all-time favorite movie?
Fault in the Stars.
Oh, Mr. Lee. Hold on. Let's pause the music there.
What?
No, it's not.
Final Destinations. Halloween.
How far do you want to go here? You get one guess, Mr. Lee. You're breaking the rules already. No, it's The Langoliers. Stephen King's The Langoliers. Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. Yes. That was a good movie, actually.
Great movie.
I watched that.
It was like a telly movie. I mean, remember when I had it on VHS? It was on two tapes. That's how long it went for. It went across two nights. But, yeah, great little movie. If you haven't seen it before, and a lot of people probably haven't, definitely worthwhile going and checking out. So, Mr. Lee, you are currently one from one. So, can I get better from here? The music's back.
Let's do it.
Question two. What's my go-to cinema snack?
I'm going to say Choc Top.
Well, Mr. Lee, that is correct.
Oh, yes.
I got one. You've redeemed yourself so well. Good job. Okay. One out of two. Here we go. Question number three. Oh, geez, here we go. Who's my celebrity crush?
Oh, yes, I do know. Is it Chloe Mortez?
Oh, Mr. Lee. I'm going to have to.
Do it. Oh, I thought it was Chloe Mortez.
No, it's like I did have a crush on her once upon a time, but no.
As soon as you say it, I'll go, shit, that's right.
These days, Mr. Lee, it's Margot Robbie, and you should know
that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's your hall pass. Yeah. Yes.
That's how you
That's
remember.
Right. Right. Margot Robbie. Yeah, it is.
It's all right. It's out of five, so you still got time to try to redeem. Question number four. What's a movie that everyone loves, but I secretly can't stand?
Minions.
Yes, well done. Oh. Yeah, that was easy. That was too easy.
That was, yeah.
It was too easy. And somehow I think you're about to win this game. Question number five. Okay. If I could only watch one genre forever, what would it be?
Would that be horror?
Well done, Mr. Lee. Well done. There you go. You've won it.
Oh, I can't believe I got Margot Robbie wrong. You've won it. And it is. I know it's Margot Robbie.
You should know that, yeah. But that's okay. That's okay. That's, what's that, three? Three out of five?
Yeah,
so that's
three
a prize mark.
Five,
well
so.
Done.
Thank you. I'm happy with that. I'll take that.
Good on you, Mr. Lee. So next week, the pressure's on the line again. This is now my turn. I've got to do better than three when I put the questions to you.
Yes. I'm excited. I can't wait for next week. Hurry up next week. Come, yeah, come.
You'll probably cheat, though. You'll probably, I'll give an answer. You'll be like, no, it's not. And you know
how
why?
Can I? You know me better.
And you know why, Mr. Lee? Because you want to you want to use that button, don't you? That's exactly right.
Because you never get to have that.
Oh, no, no.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
That button specially reserved for you, Mr. Lee, and you know that.
Thanks so much.
All right, let's go around the screens. Let's do it. What's coming up at the Forum 6, 90 and 5?
Yeah, next weekend we've got Back to the Future 40th anniversary screening. We've also got Hamilton, the 10th anniversary of that on November 16. On November 23, we've got the Met Opera, La Bohemia. And then December 7, Andre Rieu's 2025 Christmas concert, Merry Christmas. And then December 14, the National Theatre Live, The Importance of Being Earnest.
There you go. Some great events. Yeah. Also, opening next week now, were you a fan of the Predator? No, of course you weren't.
No.
Were you a fan of the Predator franchise of movies? No, definitely not.
No, definitely not. No.
Did you at least watch the first one with Arnie in it? You know, where he's get to the chopper. You know, that one that was...
Yeah, I've seen that scene so many times, but I still can't do it. They freak me out, especially when the Predator's right there.
Yes.
And you can see the saliva just dripping down and the person's face is, oh, no, that scares me.
Predator seriously is one of the ugliest aliens or monsters in any movie, I reckon. It's just, But, Mr. Lee, now it's Badlands. So, in watching the trailer for this one, the Predator looks a bit different this time around. Like, doesn't have the mask on or anything. Like, it's just, a bit of a change in this one.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Ooh. We'll find out more next week. Then we've also got Back to the Future, the 40th anniversary screening. Now tell me, you did watch Back to the Future, didn't you?
I did, yes. The good old DeLorean and Marty McFly, yes.
I've got something to tell you, but I'm going to tell you next week about Back to the Future.
Do I need some vintage music when we discuss this? I know, Dad.
Yeah, you do, 40 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, what you were around for, no doubt you'll tell us all about that, yeah. The good thing is, Mr. Lee, I mean, I wasn't around when this dropped, but it was my decade. That was my decade. So we're getting a bit closer to something that I was around for when it first came out. Yeah. Right. We need something with a 37th anniversary and then I would have been around. Okay? See what you can do for me, okay?
Okay. I'll see what I can do and find something for you.
We will talk about... You feel better. Thank you, Mr. Lee. I do appreciate that. We'll talk about that next week. In the meantime... We're getting out of here to go and enjoy Halloween.
Yeah, look, I've bought in some, my wife made us some little patty cake things.
Oh, that's what they are.
And they've got little spider things and, yeah, she actually decorated them for our, after our lunch, we've got to eat it for our dessert.
Oh, thank you, Wend. That's lovely. I love it when she bakes for us. It's always nice, isn't it, when you bring little treats in. Yeah.
But you know what? I said to her, no, I won't take them. We'll just keep them home, you know. She said, no, I made these specially for JT.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, mate. That's
so why is she crawling? Why is she crawling to?
It's like you sucking up to my nan. Good with the bad, Mr. Lee. Good with the bad.
So true. Yeah. So
look, you have a wonderful Halloween, whatever you might be doing. You might be going trick-or-treating or maybe you're playing a bit of, some Halloween games, whatever you might be up to. Maybe a Halloween movie marathon. You enjoy it. If you're looking for something to do Halloween, don't go to the Forum 6 in Tamworth because Scream's not doing anything. Maybe go and see a movie. Go and see a movie.
Yeah. Go watch a movie.
Just don't do anything Halloween. All right, we'll catch you not on Wednesday, remember, because we're no Flickster, but we will catch you on Friday.
And bye for now.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.